Blog Talk Radio.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy, and I hear His voice achieve. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. For He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus, He lives today. For He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives. Hey, He lives. I don't care what the atheists say, Jesus lives. He's shown Himself to me. He's the real to me. He lives within my heart.
They say this
Joining us tonight here on Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for joining us. Today is February the 4th, 2022. God bless you. Like we said, this is Yahweh Radio. I want to open up with a couple songs, worship him, just hearing what he wants to say to the people tonight. Like I say, I move myself out the way. I decrease so he can increase. So, give me a second. I just got a test. Okay. Yes, so we thank Yahweh for today. I'm your host for tonight. LaShawn from Texas, Sister LaShawn, your sister in Christ, God's servant, those that know how to reach out, please send a message. Let me know that you hear me very clear. Okay, give me a second. So I thank Father for today. Today was a beautiful day. Some of you might know that Texas got some ice storm mixed with some snow. We didn't get that much snow. I'd rather have a lot of snow than ice. So a lot of business was closed down, and this was my opportunity to be in the house. I'm going to say in the house of the Lord, because when you make your place and you dedicate your place, when you give your place to Yahweh, it is the house of the Lord. You want to have encounter and a connection with Yahweh in your own household. Amen. So I was in the house of the Lord, and I was resting. And when you rest, when you come to a place of resting in Yahweh, he began to speak to you. He began to, I don't care who you are, when you get in that secret place, when you shut down and get into a rest place and be quiet, some of you know, when I get to that place that know me, I don't like to talk on the phone. I do not answer the phone. And I try to tell people I'm not trying to be cruel or rude. My family know this. It's just that that's my time with me and the Father, because it's very important to have your ear to his mouth in this season. It's very important for us to surrender. It's very important for us to walk in the spirit of discernment like never before. It's very important to know what spirit is speaking in your ear. It's very important for those that is watchmen to be on the tower to watch and sound the alarm. It's very important for the intercessors. It's very important for the gatekeeper to rise up in this season. Like I say, Yahweh is speaking. He is speaking, and he is revealing. And some of you know here on and as I was beginning to seek him and rest in him, the Holy Spirit, I'm telling y'all, when you get to a place where you surrender and ask the Father what is on your heart, what are you saying about today? What are you saying about this world? What are you saying about my country? What are you saying about me? How are you seeing this thing that's going on in the world today? The Holy Spirit, the Father, will begin to minister to you. He will begin to minister his word to you. I'm telling you, he will minister to you. It's just something about the word, because we know the word is Yahweh. He is the book. He is full of the book. He is full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And when he began to download it to you, sometimes it could be too much. And you know, we just came out of class. Lord, teach us how to pray. There is a season, there is a time, and there is a hour. And when you line yourself up with the season of Yahweh, when you line yourself up with his timing and be on his schedule, we work for Yahweh. We work for him as servants, as disciples. We work for him. We work for his kingdom. And when you begin to line yourself up with his plan and his will, you begin to know that God is in control. He will always be in control. He'll be in control in everything. He's in control of everything. I don't care how things look, how you view things. He is in control, and he still is in control. He was in control over 200 years ago. He was in control in the beginning, and he's still going to be in control at the end. He was in control when his son, Yahshua, walked this earth, and he's still in control. He was in control when Moses was here on this earth. He was still in control when Abraham was here, when the first earthly mother and father was here, Adam and Eve. He was in control. He never lost control. He never lost a battle. He was in control when Elijah and Elijah. He was still in control when the book was written, when the scrolls was written. He's still in control. He's in control of everything. Well, Sister LaShawn, how do you know the Father is in control? I'm glad that you asked that tonight. Well, how I know that he's in control? Because his word tells us. when you begin to get in his word, and I don't care how much things go on and what you see. That's why we got to fix our eyes on Yahweh. We got to keep our eyes upon him. We got to look to the hill which come our help. Our help come from who? Our heavenly Father. We got to keep focused. We got to fix our eyes on him. And sometimes you got to shut it down. Sometimes we be too close to those who we love, our heart too close. I looked at the play today of Joseph, how Jacob's heart was too close to Joseph. And you know, when I read, I'm telling you, this is me, when I read the word, I'm in that time. There is something about his word that gets in me. And then the Holy Spirit began to give me deep revelation of what I'm reading. Because when I looked at the play, when I read the story, because I taught about this in the Bible study, the reason why Jacob couldn't discern that his sons was lying to him, that his son was not killed, because his heart, my God, I'm going to help somebody out tonight, his heart was too close to Joseph. His heart was too close. His heart was just too close to Joseph to where he couldn't discern. How can a man could not discern that his child was not killed, that his child was sold into slavery, when a man had an encounter with the angel? He wrestled with the angel of God. If a man wrestled with the angel of God, how could he not know that his son was not dead? If a man had a vision, laid his hand up ahead upon a rock and looked up to heaven and seen the letter and seen angel come down and go up, how can he not have a discernment to know that his son was not dead, that his son was not killed by a wild animal? I'm telling you how, because his heart was too close, his love for his son. Sometimes our heart get too close that we cannot see, and we got to step back. We got to take 2-3 feet back for us to see what's really going on, especially when it comes down to our children. They do not belong to us. They belong to the Most High. But some of us hold our children too dearly in our hearts. We just a vessel. He gave the children to us just for a season. Everything that we do here on earth is just for a season. And as I begin to teach this, the reason why he couldn't discern it, because his heart, the love that he had for Joseph, was too close to his heart. It was too close. Even when Joseph began to tell him about the dream, about the 11 stars and the moon and the sun, how they was going to bow, you know, how they was going to bow down to him, you know, Jacob got mad. You say me and your mama going to bow down to you? When how can Jacob not discern that his son had a gift, that God gave him a gift as a seer? He was a dreamer, and he could interpret dreams. But he didn't like the fact what his son told him, because he was too close to him. He couldn't accept the prophecy. When the same man wrestled with the angel of God, the son of God, he wrestled with him, and he had encounter and vision how heaven opened up and seen angel come down and go up. How could he not believe that his son was telling the truth, that Yahweh gave him this dream? He was in his feeling. He was in his motion. He was caught up of what God had blessed him. He was just caught up. He couldn't receive it. And some of us get caught up in our own emotion and our own feeling. Well, don't you do that, because God used children. He speaks to children. And he will give them a prophetic dream. God is in control. He's in control, because it let us know in Job 12:10, in whose hand is the soul of everything? in the breath of all mankind. That means God, Yahweh, have everything in his hand. And he got the whole world. I told y'all about a week ago, I've been hearing the song, he got the whole world in his hand. And it reminds me of a child. We used to sing that song in Sunday school. We used to sing that song. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the little kids. He got you and me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He's got everything in his hand because he's in control. Psalms 22:28, let us know, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he's the governor among the nation. I mean, he got everything in control. I don't care. We sound the alarm by years before the pandemic. Watch the laws of the land. Watch the laws in your children's school, because I seen in a vision, he allowed me to see in a vision how they was implanting these laws. They already had them written, and the only thing they needed to find them out. You're about to see laws, different laws that will affect your children, different laws that will be put in different states. Well, seeing statue taken down and other statue putting up. The law, they are corrupting. We got to know how to pray and take authority. Pray against this principality and power that's over the region. That's why there was a season. He said, daughter, teach my people how to pray. It ain't like I tell them in the class. Don't come on here and just look at me and listen to the words that come out my mouth. Listen, just you hear the word, but are you listening? Are you applying it to your life? I can only be me, who he created me to be. Because everything is in his hand and he's in control of everything. Proverbs 16:4, let us know that the Lord had made all things for himself. Yeah, even the wicked for the day of the evil. God made everything. Once again, it's in his hand. He control everything. Because how he control everything? Because everything is in his hand. He sees everything. Nothing get past him. He let us know in Isaiah 41:10, fear thy not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee. And with the right hand of my righteousness, then let me know right there that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He is still in control. He have already always been in control of everything. He control everything that's above, and he control everything beneath. He control everything that's in heaven. He's in control. And when Yahweh is in control, he ain't going to lose no battle. Even in Isaiah 45:7, I formed thee lights. Y'all better hear. Those who have an ear, I ask the Father, clean out your ear tonight. Those who have an ear, let them hear. This is Yahweh. I formed the light and created dark. See, that's how we know he's in control. He created this earth. Man did not create the earth. Man might create the buildings, built the buildings, and made, you know, some places they put some little grass down. They might did a little things, made these sky rising and all this and business. But we hear and we see that he formed the light and created darkness. I, Yahweh, make peace and create evil. Y'all better hear tonight. I'm the Lord do all things. And when he do all things, either he gonna do all things like he did in the beginning, when he did all things, when he created the beginning. See, God can just speak a word. And when he created light and said, let that be light, when he created everything, he looked at it and said it was good. When he created the heavens and everything that was in heaven, he looked at it and said it was good. Even though there was one angel one thought he can take his throne, God created good and he created evil, because he was a good angel, but he had a corrupted heart and became evil. So he's letting us know he the one formed life. He created door. He made peace. He created evil. He's above all things. He Yahweh. He do these things and continue to do these things. Isaiah, I don't know why we still in the book of Isaiah 55:8-11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. If you know the ways of God, you're going to line up with his way, because God created us as spirit human beings. We cannot operate without the spirit of the living God. I'm talking about the true Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the true Holy Ghost. Even when you go get baptized, he told us repent. All of you repent. That means repent and turn from your wicked ways. Repent, be baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what Paul had taught us. You know, we got to get this thing right. We got to repent. We got to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. We are here to do work for his kingdom. Excuse me. I'm drinking some tea. We got to do work for the kingdom. We here to work. We don't know when our time is up. You just don't know the time. We don't know the hour, and we don't know the season. I'm going to correct myself. It was Peter that said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiving of your sin. So I want to correct that. It was Peter saying, be baptized, repent and be baptized. He said, he spoke about we all need to repent and be baptized. I want to correct myself on that. But we know God is in control. Jeremiah 29:11, some of you know that Bible verse very well. For I know the thought that I think towards you. This is Yahweh speaking. I'm just his mouthpiece. I'm his mouthpiece on here. But this is his word. For Yahweh say, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. How we know this? Because he said it. In this verse, it said the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an inspected end. When you know that God, Yahweh, is in control, you're going to have an inspected end. We're going to lose some and we're going to gain some. So my family member, if we understand what the Bible verse in Matthew 24 tell us, we are up on the days where days are going to be shortened. We are up on the days where days are short. Because Yahweh is in control. His plan is not for you to suffer. His plan is not for you to be stagnated. His plan is not for you to be attacked by demonic activity. His plan is not for you to lose your mind. His plan is not for you to be bound up about wickedness and darkness and all into this corrupted thing. That's not his plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 tell us he know the thoughts. See, let me help you out tonight. And you heard me say this on here. Even the enemy don't know the plan that God got for you. you. He can't go and snatch the book out of his hand. He can't even go and look into your book. So I told you, be careful about what people are saying out their mouth, how they prophesying over you. There are certain things that God got in heaven, and each one of us got books on our life. Everybody can't look in that book. Everybody don't have the authority to look in that book. He said he know the plans. He know the thoughts. He know how he see you as his daughter, the daughter of Zion. He know how he see you as his workman. He know how he sees you. He know the thoughts he have towards you, your son, your spouse. He's not a confusing God. Even we know that everything is in his hand, because even when his son, Yahshua, was walking here and was on this earth over 200,000 years ago, Matthew 19:26, but Jesus behold them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's how you know he's in control. But with Yahweh, all things are possible. But with men, this is impossible. You want to see the possible thing? You got to get on the side with Yahweh. You got to line yourself up with him. We must line ourselves up with him. Our prayers got to line up with him. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Y'all have to look at the Bible verse very careful. Ask God to open thy understanding when you begin to read his word. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love Yahweh and to them who are called according to his purpose, not purpose of your mom and dad, not the purpose of yourself. Some of us need to be delivered from self, but the purpose of Yahweh plan, his plan. If we want to inherit the land flowing with milk and honey, if we want to inherit the good fruit, we got to abide in Christ as he abide in us. That means we got to walk in obedience. We got to walk in his word, his true word. That means in order for us to walk in the true word of Yahweh, do we even have the belt of truth around our waist? Do you even know about the belt of truth? Because you can't wrap that belt of truth around your waist if you don't even know who Yahweh is. If you don't even know, when you spend time with Yahweh, he's showing you your own self-image. He's showing you who you are. And he will not have you to wear the belt of truth when you don't know who he is and he's not in your heart. Not going to be with y'all too long tonight. I'm only going to be on here for a few, maybe an hour, because I do want to be off of here and have myself ready for tomorrow. We know our dear mother in Christ, sister in Christ, has transitioned home on January 22nd. Mother Ruth service will be tomorrow. For those that cannot make it to the service tomorrow, because it will be in North Carolina, the funeral home will be live streaming it. They will be live streaming it through the funeral home, and they also gonna have it on Facebook. The service would be at 2 p.m. And the name of the funeral home is H-O-O-P-E-R Funeral Home, and that's in North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The funeral is at 2 p.m. Y'all heard Prophet Randy sent a beautiful, he sent a picture of the beautiful flower that he sent to the funeral home, to the family, from the PG Prophetic Grace Network. So God bless him and his family. But I do want to, because today, I was thinking about Sister Ruth today. I was thinking about her last night because I'm so used. Like I told you, I call her Sister Ruth, but she truly was a mother. It's just that type of how we started out. And but she was a mother to many. And like we said, there was a time and season for everything. A time and season. She lived her 80 years of life here on this earth. So when we pray, God, let your will be done, it was his will to go ahead and call her home. So tomorrow will be her service. I don't even like to call it a funeral. It's a celebration because there are so many don't even see to 80. So it's a celebration. We want to be there. I want to be there. I was planning on trying to make it out to North Carolina. We tried. We got ice in, and America Airlines were canceling flights left and right. There are still people here trying to get out, and I was kind of surprised a lot of people were going that way to North Carolina. It was people that was trying to get out on Thursday. They had flights on Thursday. You know, it wasn't no traveling. They canceled a lot of flights on Thursday. They opened up late on Thursday. So the ones that was ahead and was canceled that Wednesday, late Wednesday, late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, they had to get those folks on the flight first. So I have a friend that worked for America Airlines and someone that worked for Delta, and they have been swamped with cancellation. So God, like I said, it was in his plan. And I've been talking to Mother Ruth's daughter, and I tell you, you know, we're going to pray for her and lift her up, because the closer it gets, it's starting to get hard for her. But I tell you what, Mother Ruth have implanted the word of God into this young woman's life. She, you know, be encouraged me. So, but when she had to go up there today, it kind of upset her. And, you know, she's kind of, because she's Mother Ruth's only daughter. And when you only have your mother, I can just only imagine. So we're going to lift her in our prayers that God continue to strengthen her. And like I said, we try to make it up there and understand it. But I tell you what, I thank God for her, because she's been reaching out. And when she went to the funeral home, the funeral home, she did not have to do this. She did not have to do this. But she ended up sending me a picture. She ended up sending me a picture of Mother Ruth. So I really do appreciate her doing that. Mother Ruth looked like she at peace. She also sent me a picture the day that Mother Ruth passed in the hospital. And it just was such a peace upon her. She just looked like she's asleep. And, you know, we look at this day that I am going to miss her. You know, you just can't, you know, sometimes you just... When you talk to someone that's in the hospital and they believe in themselves that they're going to get out the hospital and they ain't finished the assignment, you believe it too. So, like I said, God is in control. So I appreciate her daughter sending me the picture when she went to the funeral home of Mother Ruth. She looked good. She looked good. She just looked like she's at peace. I don't know. I'm pretty sure people know that I'm on the radio. This happened all the time. This is somebody calling from Alabama. Let me just send them a text. Let them know. So she look at peace. She look at peace. Don't even look like nothing was wrong with her. And I remember the last day I talked to her in that hospital. And, you know, Sister Bruce had that mask on, the CPAP mask, and she was still talking. She was talking, just like she normally do. And I was just sitting up here and saying, Lord, I laugh because I'm like, Sister Ruth, she can talk. And I just wonder, is she just up there talking? But anyway, please support the family tomorrow if you can. It will be live stream. It begins at 2 o'clock. I don't know if Randy sent the information or he probably sent the information to individual. I know I did. And like I said, we're going to miss Mother Ruth. Because just last night I was listening to a song and it just reminded me of her. Because, you know, we would talk. If we didn't talk every day, every night, we talked. For 5 years, that just wasn't a time did not go by. You know, sometime I might work and be tired, but it was not a month. It was not a month. It wasn't even 3 weeks went by that I did not talk to Sister Ruth. It'd probably be a couple of days, but I picked up. Me and Mother Ruth talked on the phone. We talked on the phone. We talked for hours. And the thing about it, when we talk, it was no gospel. We would talk. It just amazed how someone can talk about the word of God for that long. That's how I know it was part of God. It was part of Yahweh's plan. It was a season. It was a setup season for me. It was a setup season for y'all on PGN. She was only on PGN just for that season, just for that time. It was needed. She was, I'm going to say it again, Yahweh sent her to PGN to be with PGN Prophetic Grace Network just for the season. It was just for a season. Might seem like a short time, but that was her assignment at that time. God had to pull her away from those buildings because he had to set up with PGN. He had to set up with some of you on PGN individuals that had personal relationship with her. He had to set it up. It was for a reason and it was for a season. And then when she decided to move on to her next assignment with her own network, it was for that time and that season. That's why we say everything is in God control. We don't control nothing. We just need to line up with his will and his plan. So it was just for that season. She was only here to be with us for a season. And so it was her time to go be with the Lord. Amen. So Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. God, you know what your people need. Father God, before they even called in, Father God, I decrease so you can increase, Father God, as I begin to take callers. Father God, you are the word. You are the word. And we know the prophetic is in your word, Father God. You know what each and every one of them need on this line tonight. Father God, prayer work. Prayers always work. So, Father God, I ask that you have your way. I cover myself, Father God. I call the angels to come and camp around me, Father God. Father God, I do this for you to get the glory for you. So what I'm going to do, I'm not going to do too much talking tonight. I'm not. So I'm going to release the line tonight. If you have a prayer request, we're going to pray and keep it moving because, like I said, I've been at the place of resting and being quiet to hear the voice of God. He's been speaking to me about some things, and I just want to get off tonight early so I can prepare for tomorrow. Amen. So respect the time, y'all. When I release the line, if you have a prayer request, we'll pray. You already know if Yahweh have a word, he will speak. Amen. 954-580, Nancy calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShawn. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I'm currently praying that the Lord will just connect me with the right relationship, bring in right persons in my life at this season, and however else the Holy Spirit will lead you into praying or any word he has placed on your heart to share.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Carolina. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing with her in this season. Father God, she made her request known. Father God, we ask that you connect her to the right people. And Father God, connect her to the right location, the right place, Father God. Father God, send the divine connection. Send teachers to teach her, you know. Father God, I just ask that she will surrender to those that you sent into her life, Father God. Father God, send her the mother. Send her those that she can learn from, Father God. But we know you the greatest teacher. But Father God, send her someone that she can grow, that we know earn, sharpen, earn, Father God. And to walk in agreement, Father God, send her those that she can walk and agree with, Father God. If there's any distraction, anyone that come to send corruption, Father God, we ask that you remove it from her life, Father God. We ask that you protect her heart in the name of Yahshua. We ask that you protect her heart, Father God. And Father God, we thank you that you know you're doing Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God. Father God, we come against those that have broken her heart, Father God, because I see God polishing. That's how I heard it. He's polishing your heart. He's polishing your heart. He's restoring your heart from that brokenness, that broken heart. So, Father God, I thank you for the polishing her heart, Father God. You know, giving her a new heart, Father God, that the heart that you, that she, you know, the heart that you desire for her to have to protect, you're going to protect her. And Father God, we thank you for protecting her heart. Remove those that mean her no good. But Father God, you put those that she can grow and she can learn and they can come together, Father God, and do work for your kingdom. And Father God, I thank you for protecting her, Father God, protecting her up under your shadow, that when she get in the secret place of the Most High, you're going to cover her. Help her to understand the covering is coming from you, Yahweh, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 321-230. This is Sister LaShawn Messers calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Aunt Talise calling from Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I was calling to get prayer for my little girl. My daughter, she's like really struggling in school. I mean, I've been trying to do everything that I can. And the staff at school says they've been trying to do everything that they can, but it's been really difficult because she loves school and I know that she's like giving it her best. I tell her that's all I expect from her, but it gets kind of, you know, hard and overwhelming for her. So
okay.
I've been kind of worried about it.
Do you mind me asking how old your daughter is?
She's 11.
Okay. So, Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And do you mind releasing her name? If not, that's okay.
Her name is London.
London. Father God, we thank you for your precious. We thank you for your precious daughter, London, Father God, because she's precious in your eyesight. She's fearful and wonderful May, Father God. I thank you for having the angels around her, Father God. Father God, we're going to speak your word. We're going to speak that your will, thy will be done here in London life as it is in heaven. Father God, how I see this thing, I'm going to stand on your word and I'm going to believe. Like we played the song, we're going to believe. We believe in it. You never lost a battle and you never will, and London would not. Father God, so I'm asking that the angel will go and assist her with her homework, assist her in the school, Father God. Assist her, Father God, to calm down, calm the nervousness down. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, there is no ADHD in heaven. There is no learning ability in heaven. Father God, I just know that there's a way and you are in control. And we thank you for being in control in this situation. Father God, I ask that you be in control in this household. Even touch your mom, Father God, the teacher, show her how to handle this situation, a better way to handle this situation. Give her creative ideas. Give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, we ask that you fix this situation that's in her life, Father God. And I'm praying for you that, you know, the schools, I'm trying to see how to say this. The schools is so messed up and so corrupted. You know, it's different from when, you know, we was coming to school. You know, so you have some teachers. I can remember there were some teachers that was very compassionate and they care. Mm-hmm. They will come, the teachers will come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
They will make house visits. There's just a lot of fear that's going on in the school. There's a lot of fear. There's just a lot of things that's going on in the school program. And this thing is getting worse. And I'm praying that God will show you how to teach your daughter at home, how to have patience with her, to show you the strategy that you need to help her out. Because she going to need the strategy from you and Yahweh. She going to need it from Yahweh, and she going to need it from you as her mother. You stay rooted and grounded in God's word, and you stay rooted and grounded in what's going on at that school with your daughter. You stay on it. You stay in them teacher's face. You stay on it. There is some program that can help her, that can give her extra help, extra curriculum. But you as the parent going to have to fight for her. So I'm asking God to give you the wisdom and knowledge and, you know, the wisdom to help your daughter out, that you pray and pray for more wisdom. Father God, release the wisdom upon her. Let her see, open her eyes to let her see how you see her daughter. I just speak the peace be upon you and your household and the patience. Because all this thing, all children have different learning skills.
Yeah.
They all have different learning skills. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They might have different learning skills, but they gifted in other areas. Do you understand
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, I am talking to you tonight.
Absolutely.
They might have.
I tell her that all the time.
Mm-hmm. They might have different learning skills, and that's okay, because there are some in the Bible and some that God used in the earth to do his assignment. If you go and read about Smith Witherworth, there are so many children with learning ability that I've seen with my own eyes. When we pray, God, let the Holy Spirit teach them. Let the Holy Spirit go with them into the school, on the bus, be with them. You speak to them. You send the angel to make the work more easy to where they understand it. And I pray that God will show you how to pray in certain areas that in her life where she needed. There's nothing wrong with her. Some children just need a little bit, you know. Some of them need one-on-one. Some children work well one-on-one than a classroom setting. And
yes,
I can remember I remember back in the day, I'm telling you, teachers used to come to the house, especially to those that was lacking behind. They would come and help the children with their homework. They would contact the mama. They would ask the mama, even the teacher would come pick up the child to even go and, you know, or ask the parent, can they spend time with them after school to catch up on their work? They believed that no child was left behind. You might see a few of them left today, but you don't see too many of them. So we as parents got to step up and say, not my child.
Right, and I've been on them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I noticed
right.
that she does well when I'm with her, so.
Okay.
Just been praying for things to turn around in school.
And it will. I don't know what type of program they have or what they offer at the school. But also you can get in contact with the school board. You know your child better than anybody else.
You're right.
So I ask God to give you wisdom and order your footsteps on how to handle this situation. We speak the blessing of God. We speak that God is with her. And we come against the stress. You don't want to overwhelm her and put too much on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the load. I'm telling you, it used to break my heart to see parents go off on their kids because they didn't know how to do the homework. Or they say things to the kids.
Yeah.
That doesn't help at all. So I'm praying that God will teach you his way and know that he's in control, that God will, you know, ask him for the help. And Father God, send the help that she needs. Send her the help that she needs. Father, we ask that you move and move quickly upon this school in the name of Yahshua, Father God. I ask that you just speak to her. If you got to speak to her in a dream, Father God, speak to her in a dream. Send her the right connection, Father God, even in the school, Father God. Don't give up. And you come against the attack. You encourage your daughter and you speak positive things over her. Speak the word of God into her life.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. So, Father God, you got this in your hand. You got her daughter in her hand. We thank you for protecting her. Father God, we thank you for how you look upon her. You look at her as she's your daughter. You made her who she, you made every last one of us. You made us the way you want to make us. You made us. We not sent on this earth to be made like other people, other children. So, Father God, we shut the mouth of the naysayer, the bullying. Father God, we shut it down in the name of Yahshua. And we ask that you continue to keep her up under your wings in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
And another thing, go in her room when she sleeps and anoint her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that you have clean hands and pure heart. Anoint her when she sleeps. Anoint her, you know, anoint her mind, her head,
mm-hmm.
her ears, her feet, and pray over her and speak Bible verse over her.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We thank God, and we will keep you in our prayer. Thank you for calling. You have a blessed weekend.
Okay, you do the same.
All right, thank you. 903-946. This is Sister LaShawn Matthews calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Janice, and I'm in Oklahoma.
Hey, Janice, how you doing?
I'm getting better. I'm getting over the virus.
Oh, we thank God. We thank God for his healing. Amen. We thank him for his healing, healing your body.
I want prayer over my job. I was injured a couple of months ago, and I've tried to re-enter the workforce, and every time I have, certain circumstances have kept me away, I go back home. It's like an attack of the enemy now. I went back for two nights recently, and then I came down with the virus, and now I'm trying to get back in my car. The weather has affected it, and it's in the shop. And we had this terrible snowstorm the last 2 days, but I also didn't have a car, and I couldn't get to work. And I'm just, I just need prayer.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Father God. Father God, I'm hearing for you to be in a place of stillness, you know, get in a place of still. When we get in a place where we are being still, we really, I'm talking about when I say being still, I ain't saying be still and sit down, watch TV. I'm talking about seeking God in his word, worship him, thanking him. When you get in that place, he's going to open your eyes to what's really going on. And I'm just asking God to open your eyes to the truth of what he's really doing. Open the eyes to what he really wants you to do in this season. That you, whatever is like blindsiding you, where you can't see it, I ask God, you know, because I ask God to really show you by the Spirit. And one thing that pray for the Spirit of discernment. The Spirit of discernment to know the ways of God. What is of God? What is not God? Is this really an attack of the enemy or what you are saying, Father? That's what I'm saying. God, you have to get to the place where you have to talk to him. You know, God, what are you trying to say to me? What is this is? What do you want me to do in this hour, in this season? Because I'm going to share something with you. I have learned, when you learn the ways of Yahweh, when you really understand the ways of Yahweh, there, like I shared this with some of the people in the class, you think you lost your keys, and you know you put your keys on top of that bar or put it on that couch, or it ain't where you left it at, and you spend it's time for you to go to work. You can't find them keys. You look for them keys all day long, and they don't turn up to that night, and they on their cabinet or in their couch. You got to know there was a reason why he kept you in that house, why he kept you from going out. There was a reason. It could be a reason that he needs to speak to you about something. It's a reason that he probably protecting you about something. That's the reason why we got to ask for the Spirit of discernment and know the ways of Yahweh. When you go out there and your car can't start, and then you like, oh man, don't get mad and say it's the devil. You got to sit still. That's the place of being in stillness. You got to sit still and say, well, God, what are you saying? What is this? What do you think about this? And he's going to reveal it to you, because maybe a couple hours later, that car will start, or the next day. God trying to get you in a place where he needs to speak to you, or he trying to protect you, or, you know, for something that's coming your way. We got to understand his way. You got to get to that place of quietness and stillness. So, Father God, I ask that you show your daughter what is this thing going on with her in this season, in this hour. And I pray that she will walk in obedience and she will line yourself up in your will, because we said early today that you are in control.
Yes,
Lord. That's what I hear for you. May God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. 754-240. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn. This is Donald and Tanya from Florida. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great in spite of. No complaint here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Can't complain myself. Yeah.
How's the family?
Well, family, they're doing good. Doing good. Managing everybody in the household, and you know, it's always exciting. With three little boys, you know, so you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and you know, we're doing all right. Everybody doing good. You know, the kids are having fun, and we're laughing, and you know, being busybody. You know, so I can't complain.
Amen. We thank the Father. Is there a special prayer request that you have, or?
Yeah. Just for me and Tanya, we just praying. We trying to we stepping out on faith and looking into you know, business opportunity with the daycare, and you know, we just praying that God guides us, you know, into that move. And so we just trying some things, and we walking by faith, and we just asking for prayer on that, you know, because it's been a past. And this year we're gonna try to do something, and we're just praying that God back it up.
Mhm. And He will back it up because of your faithfulness and your belief. So I'm asking God to open the door for you, both of you. Open the door to bless your household, bless your hands. Father God, bless the hands, bless everything that your son is building for his family to, you know, for his family can have the inheritance. So, Father God, I thank you for your son. Father God, I thank you. Let favor, not only from heaven, but let favor come from man. Father God, just ask that you blow his mind. The season of waiting is over for you. The season of waiting is over for you. You just got to... Step out there, and he's going to do the rest. Step out there. Go find the building. Mm-hmm. Go find the location and trust him that he know what location. I know you know how to pray. You know, God, where do you need me and your daughter to be? What location that you need us the most to do assignment for the kingdom that we are building this? This is a kingdom assignment. This is a kingdom wealth. We have to know how to pray and pray effectively and know how what to pray. And say, you know, we don't build nothing for our own selfish good. We build it for the kingdom of God. And we got to come to him and say, Lord, you built it. You built it. Because, see, God can't give everybody certain things because he already know man's heart. He can't give everybody certain things. He can't give them the wealth. He can't give them he can't make them CEO because they don't have a mind of a CEO. He got to get us prepared. It's a preparation. And once he gets you prepared, he got to see, do you know how to handle business, or you're a business mind person? Do you know how to manage money? Sometimes the Father be protecting us because we'll go out there and mess it up. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing, Father God, in their life, Father God. It's like your basket is going to be filled up, and you're going to bear the good fruit. And God is, you know, like I say, he can't trust every man. You know, when I say man, I'm talking about, you know, women and men, mankind. He can't trust mankind, every mankind with everything. But there are some things he are going to place in your lap because, you know, because the clean hands and pure heart, just stay on the right path. Stay on the right Amen. Path. And there are some, I'm going to send something. I'm telling you, y'all going to get that. Y'all going to get it. And so start thinking him right now. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the building. I thank you for blessing this daycare. I thank you for blessing their hands, blessing their home. I thank you for favor, not only from heaven, but favor from man. Father God, blow their mind in this season. And Father God, we thank you for the patience. We thank you for the shaking and the beating that your son had to endure for the season. So Father God, I just thank you, Father God. I thank you for placing the keys in their hands in the name of Yahshua.
Amen. Amen.
Watch. Y'all going to come back with a testimony. And I'm going to send y'all something. Y'all going to get this daycare.
Amen.
It's a blueprint. It's already done. So walk like it's already done. Because I remember a word that was given to y'all about a school. So this day, girl, I'm telling you, it's already done. It's already done.
I receive it.
So I'ma send y'all something and look into it.
Okay, we'll do. Definitely.
All right.
And I thank you in advance.
Oh, you're welcome. We thank you, and thank you for calling in, and keep everybody on Prophetic Grace Network in your prayers, and God bless you and your wife and your three little beautiful sons.
Thank you, Sister LaShawn.
Okay, we're moving on, because like I said, we got a lot of callers on here, and like I said, we want to go ahead, and I don't like worshiping the Holy Spirit, but I was just only coming on here for a few minutes, but 251-342, this is Sister LaShawn Masters calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, this is Latrice.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing?
I wanted to know if you would lift up, and I understand that you pray for Pastor Warren's family, but
mm-hmm.
pray that they travel in mercy, because some of them they have age on them, and some flights have been canceled.
Yes.
And we're going to believe that they shall not be stranded and be able to get back to the original, to their homes, or
mm-hmm.
to make it there with ease,
mm-hmm.
and keep Ayana uplifted.
And yes, I don't know. Right. I don't know you was on here earlier, but that's what I was talking about, because I was trying to get a flight out myself, and due to the ice storm, it was a lot of cancellation, because I know somebody that worked at American Airlines and Delta, so they are so swamped, and there are people that's at the airport that cannot get out. There's no flight. So I'm praying that these flights will be released tonight and tomorrow.
Amen.
That these flights, because it's really, really bad out there. I was crying, and I know Mother Root have a nephew here. He don't stay too far from me, and I know he was trying to get on the flight on Thursday, and that's when they were doing cancellation too. So Father God, we just ask that you move, that you send your traveling grace and your mercy, Father God, that you protect them, Father God, just like I was saying today. This is what I was saying, Father God. If you, those who need to be there, Father God, this just call me silly, silly believer. I will be a silly, silly believer, but I believe that the angel, one button, it just take just you pushing a button at that America airline, Delta, wherever they traveling, through car, through airway, that it will be a seat available, a seat especially available for that person that travel, that they will not have to spend days at the airport, Father God. Father God, you knew this was coming. You knew the weather was coming, Father God. But we ask that you send your traveling grace and your mercy, Father God. And we ask that you cover them and protect them. We come against fear, anxious. You tell us not to be anxious, Father God, that they will pray. Because when two or more touch and agree here on earth, we are touching and agreeing in heaven, Father God. You know they heart. You know they were traveling for good intention, Father God. So, Father God, I just speak that it will be an open, well, America Airlines, that there will be something open with Delta. Father God, that they will put people on other flight. If they in America, that they will put them on United, whatever flight that they can get out, and they will come back safely and come back on time, Father God. And Father God, we praying for your daughter, Lord. the peace to be with her, the strength. Father God, we know this is a tough time, Father God. Father God, you already seen ahead, like we spoke, there's a season. And Father God, you know, she was just only with us for this certain type of season. But Father God, we just ask that you just put your hand on her daughter's head at night. Let her rest, Father God. Let her eat your food, just supernatural. Feed her, fill her up, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit, you know, because Mother Ruth was a spirit-filled woman. And I'm telling you, she will always say it will come out her belly. So we just ask that it will come out her belly, Father God. Fill her up with your living water. Fill her up with the bread, Father God. Fill her up with your word to get her through tomorrow. Not just only tomorrow, Father God, but get her through on Sunday, to get her through on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, to even get her through next month, Father God, March, April, May, to get her through in this season, because we on your season. And Father God, I thank you because she has strength in her, Father God. I thank you. You're going to place the torch in her hand, and she's going to carry this torch very well, Father God. She don't even know what's built on inside of her, but oh, she will find out soon, Father God. I thank you for the assignment that you are placing on her life. Oh, Father God, we know that she's going to miss her mother, but Father God, she know where her mother at without a shadow of a doubt. And Father God, we thank you for the sisters and brothers, and we thank you for the mothers. Like I said last week, I just believe, and this is, like I say, call me a silly, silly believer. I just believe that, because see, when I talked to your daughter, she was believing that she was getting up out that hospital. But knowing, I know Mother Ruth, if she was going to be put on a ventilator, you had to show her a glimpse how you were going to take her daughter. Just like she was a mother to many on PGN. She was a mother to many in North Carolina. She was a mother to many in different states. You had to show your daughter, just like she was a mother to us, that you were going to place mothers around her daughter. And I thank you for it, Father God, because she is not alone. You're going to help her, Father God. You're going to send her the divine connection. You're going to send her the help that she needs. And Father God, you're going to strengthen her, and she's going to have joy in this upcoming season. So we bless your name. And Father God, we ask that you continue to keep her protected. We ask, Father God, do a releasing in her life in Yahshua's name. In Yahshua's name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for moving upon this situation. We thank you, Father God. And those who believe, we ask that you continue to pray for this family, continue to pray for Mother Ruth's daughter. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. How you doing? How you doing, Sister Latrice?
It is well, in spite of. Yes, ma'am. It's going Amen. To be all right. It's already Amen. All right.
Amen. It's in his hand. It's in his hand. It's just forcing this situation. Only God knows. Only he knows. Only he knows. I know the phone came out today, and it melt a lot of ice. I don't know what the temperature going to be overnight, but it melt a lot of ice. I don't know what the temperature, and we just pray don't freeze over, that they can get some of these flights out tomorrow or late tonight.
Well, get them back, because there's some traveling from Alabama, and it's like unseasonably. It's like 26 degrees. Unheard of, but God, it didn't take him by surprise.
The season is changing. Yeah, the season is changing. You know, sometimes, like I said, everything's in his hand. You know, God knows our heart. He knows our heart. And he knows that we want to be there to support. He knows our heart. And He's gonna send the comfort, which is the Holy Spirit, the best comfort. We already got the comfort.
Oh, yes.
We already got the conference. So the conference is with the ones that's there, with the family. We don't get upset. We ain't going to give the enemy no credit.
No.
So.
It is well in spite of.
Amen. 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 And I'm be honest, if Mother Root was here, she was, you know what she would say. It's his plan. It's his will. That was his will. Mm-hmm. That was his will.
Oh, yeah.
We know what she would say.
Mm-hmm. But it is well.
Amen. Is there anything else, Sister Latrice?
Lord, if you will, you can pray for me as the Lord allows.
Oh, sure. So, Father God, we thank you for your dear daughter, Father God. We thank you for orchestrating things that need to be orchestrating in her life, Father God. We thank you for the provision. There's a new, I see a provision board. I see a new provision board. I don't know if you got a new provision board up, but it's like a provision board in the spirit realm. It's a provision board. Okay, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you give them more. My God, it's a provision board, and this is new things that's in this season, new things that you're going to have, new assignment, but it's a provision board. And that's what I heard, a provision board. I see a new provision board.
Okay.
I don't see, but I see it's about to be some writing on this new provision board, but I don't see what it is. So, Father God, I ask that you give your daughter, as she go into prayer, that you would give her clarification and revelation about this provision board. But this provision board is your next assignment and some things to come that you have been waiting on. I hear a business. Are you desiring to have a business, or do you have a business up, or what is this?
I have a few ideas and things.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm believing God
that
he's going to do. And just talked about my daughter and I were redoing a vision board, and she just had a vision party in the Carolinas with her nonprofit, with her children.
Hmm.
And I took the board to redo it and added some things, and the word was that we are all one person away from our next level. And
this is confirmation. You don't even have to say no more, because this is confirmation. That's just what I heard, a vision board, new vision board. And so whatever's on that vision board and what you put on that vision board, you just have faith and believe and command it to come now. And there are going to be some things that's coming on that new vision board. And so, Father God, I thank you for that. The business, you know, step out on faith. Ask God to order your step to that business, connect you to the right people. Start saying, I am a business owner. I am a business owner. I'm a leader. You know, start speaking, declare, and decree these things over your life every day. And just thank God for the new vision and the new vision board, because this thing just not what you put up to, but it's in the spirit. And God seen your vision board, and he's going to honor you in the name of Yahshua. And Father God, I pray over her health. Third John 2, I believe that's what it is, 3 John 2. Well, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, as well as your soul prosper. So I declare and decree that over you in the name of Yahshua, that it'll manifest in your life in this hour. I say in this hour, let it manifest. And we declare that over you in the name of Jesus, that you will be in good health. is 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And so, Father God, we just declare and decree that over her in this hour, in this season, do a miracle. What's going on, even though she might not know, but you know it. Do a new blood transfusion with her body in the name of Yahshua. And Father God, we're going to stand on your word that she will prosper, her soul will prosper, and she will be in good health in the name of Yahshua. Amen.
Hallelujah. It is so, and so it is. I receive the word, and I decree it back into your life as well.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, LaShawn.
You're welcome. I'll reach out to you soon.
All right, and have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. 111. This is Sister LaShawn, man. Who's calling? Where are you calling from? Hello? 111. 111. I don't know if I hear a TV in the background or talking in the background. Okay, we'll come back to 111. We'll come back. I just want to remind those who's on the line that we have a lot of callers on the line, and our plan is to be off of here early tonight so we can prepare, you know, for those that's watching the service, the celebration of Mother Root online. I would like to get off early tonight. I'm picking up call asking for your prayer requests and praying over you. If God want me to speak to you more, if he allow me to. But whatever your prayer request, give me your prayer request, you know, respect the time and respect those others that's waiting, because last week they had a couple calls that I did not get to, and so I just want to pick up the prayer request. I don't want to do too much talking tonight. I want to pick the phone, you know, your line up and pray over you. And we know if the Holy Spirit, the word, even giving you, speaking the word over you, that's a prophecy. You have to go to God as well for yourself, and he will speak to you directly. Amen. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed with spider. Is there a
special
prayer request you have, or?
I just need a prayer.
Okay. Do you
for
have a particular prayer request?
Yes, for wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just like Solomon, he asked for wisdom. You know, when you ask for wisdom, God will definitely give it to you. When you seek him more and spend time with God more, your wisdom going to come through his word. Your wisdom going to come through the true word of God, the true word of God. So, Father God, we just ask that you honor your daughter with wisdom, not only just with wisdom, with the spirit of discernment, Father God. Sharpen her spirit of discernment. It's already in there. But we ask that you open her spirit of discernment. Open thy eyes to the spirit of discernment, Father God, that she will see things for what they are without second guess what she's seeing, that she will know your voice and she will know the adversary voice. She will know who's the right spirit speaking, Father God. So I ask that you sharpen. Sometimes we need to be sharpened up, and sometimes we need to pull away from those. Because like I said earlier today, sometimes we be too close to people where we can't see the ones right there in front of us. Because it was many a time he said, daughter, you too close. You need to step back. You need to step back. Watch. Be quiet and watch. So, Father God, I just pray that you speak to, because he already speak to you. when you know when God, when you have a gift, a certain type of gift, especially as a prophet or a watchman, sometimes God don't even allow others to say anything because they already know. He didn't already speak. You just need to be activated. You just need to spend more time with him and draw to him. The dark things that you, God, just like you hear me on here, you hear Prophet Randy, Brother Tanisha, and Taryn, you know different. I'm just going to put it like that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You know different. There are just some time that you just need to speak, spend time with him, and, you know, the gift is already there. You just need to be activated. You need to be with the right connection. You need to be with the right connection. You need to really pay, you know, be careful who's speaking in your ears, and what you're watching is very important for you. You and spending time in his word is going to be very important for you. Worship him. Talking to him.
Amen.
The word tells us we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. There are some things that he gives to us automatic. But what do the word tell us? Seek him. Seek first. You got to seek him first. Are we seeking him first? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Some of us just got to take a little more time seeking God. That's it. We got to take that little time seeking God. What are we willing to give up to spend that time with him? And the more you spend time with him, Michelle, and shut down these distractions, oh, you just wait a minute. You just wait. Don't be surprised you smell demons and stuff like that. You already know this.
You Amen. Already know.
The more you start spending time with him in prayer and worship, you're going to be seeing, he's going to show you some things, and he's going to reveal some things to you. He's going to give you that wisdom that you need. But you got to get to a place of seeking him more. I don't know what's pulling on you, what's distracting on you, but seek him more. And be careful. Be careful by getting in your emotion by what people are saying to you. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. Because he know how to push my buttons with people. And there was a time when I didn't let that bother me, but I don't know what I allowed to.
Right.
For, you know what I mean? Because there was a time where I let that just wash off my back like a duck, But I don't know what happened, but I'm getting back to it in Jesus' name.
Well, Father God, I just ask that you shed every demonic attack, every demonic error that been shot at her. I'm going to tell you, a lot of witchcraft, people that's not operating in the right spirit, and if you up under them, they cause temptation, they cause dominate and dominary, and they put fear in people. Those are doors that open. Those are the doors that will open to your emotion realm. That's why we got to be careful of who we watching, who we up under, what we listen to. So I'm asking God to help you with that, to sharpen your spirit of discernment. And I believe you already know. You just got to make the move. Because when you up under some controlling ministry or anyone around you controlling that's operating in the spirit that's not of Yahweh, falsehood, and they begin to intimidate you. They begin to, the dominary spirit, controlling spirit, adding fear unto you, and those doors that can be open unto your life for the enemy to come and play with your emotion to send these arrows of attack.
That's so true.
So when you start spending time with Yahweh, and I ask him to fix your heart from that, that God will purge you from that, clean your heart, to heal and deliver you and set you free. In the name of Yahshua. And that he will protect you. So, Father God, bring the healing to the emotion. And I just ask that you guard and protect her heart in this season. Father God, when you speak to her, that she will know that you're speaking. She will know you speaking or familiar, whatever that's trying to attack her, familiar spirit, whatever they sending at her address, Father God. Show your daughter that she has the power and authority. She has the power and authority to tread over the serpent and the scorpion. Father God, the more she get in that word and know about these things that you are giving her the power and authority over, Father God, let that be open up for her. Father God, for strengthen her for any battle in the text that help her to understand about the whole armor of God, to how to suit up even when she pray, even when she are called down to pray for others, Father God, that she will have the spirit of discernment to who to lay hands on and who not to lay hands on. Open her up, Father God, to be led by your spirit, the right spirit, in the name of Yahshua. Don't fear. So we ask that that fear and that temptation be rooted up off of you, that you'll be delivered and set free from that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank you. Is there anything else?
So where is the funeral going to be live streaming on tomorrow?
Yes, it'll be live streaming. Yeah, it'll be live streaming on Facebook. I'll send you the information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
Hi. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there a special prayer request you have?
Well, I kind of feel like it's repeated, like from the last caller. Just I needed discernment and wisdom. So I was really listening carefully over the afternoon, your last word. Just guidance.
So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Jennifer, Father God. She made her quest known. Father God, whatever is distracting her, whatever the any blockage that's in her life, Father God, we speak that those blockages will be removed. Father God, even the heaven burdens that she carried, Father God. We is not made to be carrying those. Father God, we just ask that, you know, we ask that you would teach her thy way, Father God. Give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Even when she talk to you, even when she's in your word, let your wisdom fill her up, Father God. Fill her, clothe her with wisdom. Clothe her mind in peace, Father God. You tell her be anxious for nothing, Father God. But, Father God, I ask that the spirit will move up on her home, spirit of peace, peace of mind. You didn't give us the spirit to fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And we speak that over your daughter, Father God, in the name of Yahshua, that when she continues to seek you, Father God, seek you first, Father God, the kingdom of God and the righteous. You're going to add the wisdom going to come, the sound mind going to come, the peace going to come. Your anointing going to come upon her, which we know your anointing destroy yokes, let yokes around her neck. Father God, you did not make your daughter to walk in fear, but we declare and decree that she's fearfully. And she's a wonderful maid. You carry all that up under the cross. She don't have to carry. We fear you for our protection. And I speak to let the word Psalm 27:1 be a lamp, a light unto her feet, Father God. Let it be a lamp to lighten up the pathway. Let it be a light unto her feet to lighten up the pathway. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who should I be afraid? We fear you for our protection. We fear you because you're going to fight the battle. We fear you because you're in control. But Father God, you did not give us the spirit of fear. We just teach her how to cast down every imagination, because we know the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. But Father God, let these be words that you put up on her. Let these words be with her. Let these words protect her. Let these words guard her heart, Father God, with your word and your love in the name of Yahshua. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Father God, just ask that the angel come on here. Father God, keep us covered in the name of Yahshua. Father God, this is your radio. We come against any darts, any attack, the money attack. Father God, we thank you for covering us upon PGN in the name of Yahshua. Let me go back to 111. 111. Okay, stay still. Not picking up. Somebody dropped, so let me make sure. 850-966. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who calling. Where you calling from? Okay, they slipped too. All right. 803-991.
Hi, it's Sean. This is Angela.
Who?
Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela from South Carolina. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Long time no hear from. That's what the old folks used to say.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Do you have a special prayer request?
Yes. If you could pray for me and my older brother. He was diagnosed with COVID about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing better, but he's recovering, so still testing positive. But if you could mm-hmm. pray for him and pray for me. I've been thinking about a business myself. You know, it's on my mind too a lot about a business, but I'm not sure what type of business. But anything what God says about it, that'll be good for me.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for healing her brother, Father God. We thank you for complete healing, Father God. We just speak that there will be no backlash, no retaliation against any other organ in his body. Father God, we just pray that he will draw more closer to you, Father God, that he will understand it is you, Father God, due to prayers from his sister and other prayer warriors praying over him, Father God. I thank you for answering prayers, Father God, and turning situation around in his life, Father God. Father God, let him know that you haven't left him, you haven't forsaken him, that you still God Almighty, and you have everything in your hands, everything is in your hand. You have his life in his hand. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for, you know, turning his life around, Father God. Father God, we thank you for drawing him closer to you, Father God. In the name of Yahshua, we pray for your daughter. Father God, we ask that you release the blueprint, Father God. Father God, give her a stern. I hear a stern, like a firm, to be firm, to root and plant your feet at a certain place and stand firm. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. Then know what you want in this season. You know, when our mind is wandering, we over here and we over there, I'm not going to say lukewarm or carnal mind, but sometimes we don't know what we want. And we could be all over the place. Well, we don't know what we know. God don't know what you want either. He know what he know what you need, but he don't know what you want either, because you so, you know, we can kind of be all over the place with stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. We just need to plant, be firm, like a stern. That's what I'm hearing for you, a stern. And so, Father God, help your daughter with that in the name of Yahshua, that she will know in this season where she want to plant. She will know in this season about the business. She will, you know, give her that insurance that she needs, Father God. Just step out the boat and walk on that water. Step out the boat. Don't look at the storms around you. Don't look to the right or left, but keep your eyes on keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes, and as long as you keep your eyes on Christ, you're not going to stumble and fall. You might stumble a little bit, but if you do fall, you're going to get yourself up. He's not going to let you drown. So, Father God, show her that way and how to handle things without overthinking. It's like, do you overthink a lot?
Sometimes I do.
So without overthinking stuff, you know, I don't know if you have a planner, like a book planner and stuff like that. Some people work very well by writing things down and doing like a checklist. I think a lot of people work, some people work very well with that. They do a checklist, you know, they look at it. And some people are visionary. They can look at things and they look at it one, they can look at it one, because I'm like that. I oversee things, overseer. You know, I oversee things, and I can look at something once, and I can go into somebody's place or go into a business, or I can go to the land and I see it. I oversee. I can tell you how I want it built, how I want it decorate, how I want it design. I oversee things, and some people is gifted like that. Then you have some people, they got the they think, and sometimes they overthink it, and you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to put too much thought in. Once you write it down, you present it to Yahweh and ask him, what do you think about it? And when he comes to you with it, then, hey, you know what to move on. If it's not what he, because see, he's going to protect us. He'll put up the wall now. There have been times where he put up the wall. We can run right into the wall, and it's just because of our protection. So, Father God, when she writes the vision down, the business plan down, or whatever the desire of her heart, when she seeks you, you're going to give it to her, that she just have the faith to get out that boat and trust you to move forward, not to go backwards, but move forward. Everything that's trying to get your daughter to move backwards, Father God, we come against it. And know that you have authority. Start speaking. Start encouraging yourself. Start declaring decree words over yourself. I am blessed. I am a child of God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Start speaking these words over yourself morning or at night in the name of Yahshua. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We thank you. Thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. One, one, one. One, one, one. This is Colin. Where you calling from?
This is Robbie from Virginia.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
That's good. Well, I tell you, last week you had a couple fans. You had a couple of fans. I had people saying, who was that? I say, wow, you had a couple of fans. That's so funny. Well, do you have a prayer request or you want to share anything?
Yes, I would like for you to pray for my brother. And then also just pray for me also.
Okay.
Just how God leads you.
Mhm. And do you mind me asking your brother's name, or is there a specific prayer you want me to touch on with your brother?
Yeah, his name is Mark. I just pray for God's covering and.
I just heard this song, "Through It All, I've Been Broken."
Mm-hmm.
Pull up something with him. I want to pull up something. Give me a second. It's a song that I'm hearing for him. I want to pull up a lyrics to this song. But I'm hearing that God will never give up on him. God never gave up on him. Even through the brokenness, God never gave up on him. More than I can bear. God is not going to give. That's what I was hearing. More than I can bear. And the sons, I've been through the fire. I've been flooded. I've been broken into pieces. But through it all, he loves me. He's here. That's what I was hearing for your brother Mark. I don't know what he's been through in life, and it's just like you saying, the covering. But through it all, God not gonna give him more than he can bear. It might seem like he went through the flood, went through all this, but through it all, he came out, and he's gonna come out pure as gold. He's gonna come out not looking like, I don't know what have been inspiring in his life and upspiring in his life, but through it all, God has been protecting him, and he is covered. And even having his hand on your brother. Go ahead, what you say?
I'm just. Amen.
You know. He's not going to put more on him that he can't handle. Don't think he can't handle. He's been through some rough patch, but he's not going to put more on him that he can't bear. And that's what I was hearing. That's the fun that I was hearing for him. So, Father God, I thank you for the shaking, the pressing, the breaking, because sometimes God got to bring some of our family. Some of us got to go through that pressing, got to squeeze us like a lemon, to squeeze everything out of us, squeeze everything that's in our heart, squeeze that hurt, fix the broken pieces, fix these broken pieces. You know, God got to put his love, you know, he got to hit that heart. He got to revive that heart because of the broken pieces. So, Father God, I thank you for doing this for your son, Mark, because Mark, I don't know. If he's called to the ministry, but he got a calling on his life, it's so many times, and so you can run all you want to, but eventually you're going to hit that wall, and you're going to come to a place where God's going to have you at. And so I see him coming to that place because he's going to realize that it was God, it was my father. He's going to have that encounter. It was my father that had his hand on me. It was my father that snatched me up out of that. It's my father that got me through this. It was him. It wasn't nobody but him. It was nobody but him that cared for me. It was nobody but him that kept me in my right state of mind. Even though the family didn't understand and knew everything, but God knows it, and he knows it's on his time and his season and his hour when he's going to snatch him up. And when he snatch him up, then y'all going to see a new Mark.
Hallelujah. Praise
I don't
God.
Care if Mark trying to turn that wheel. I don't care if Mark trying to turn that wheel to the left. He can turn that wheel to the left, but when God get ready to take over the wheel, he going to be on the right path. God been having him cover. It seems like God been having his cover because of the prayers of not only you, but the prayers of someone. I see a woman, a prayer. I don't know if this your mama, your grandmama, great-grandmama, but the prayers, even the ancestors have been praying and have their hand been praying. God been having his hand on y'all for a long time.
Praise God.
He's been having his hand on y'all for a long time because there were some prayers. My God, there were some prayers that hit the ears of God over the men in your family.
Praise God.
There were some prayers that hit the ear of Yahweh over the men in your family.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, I ask that you continue to purge Mark. Continue to refine him. Put him in that fire. Dip him in that fire and burn everything that's not of you. Burn it out his belly. Burn it out his eye. Burn it out his ear. Yeah, burn it out his ear. Burn the naysayer. Burn the lying spirit. Burn it up out his ear. Burn it up out his mouth. Let it be a burning, Father God. Refine him, Father God. Refine him. Purify him. Purify that heart in the name of Yahshua, Father God. Oh, Father God, put him in the right place at the right time because you're going to get the glory. One plant and one water. You're going to get the increase and you're going to get the glory.
Yes.
Gonna be a brand new man, the man that you intend him to be. And we declare and decree, we speak to the spirit man to come forth in the name of Yahshua to come forth.
Amen.
We speak to the spirit man to live. We prophesy to any dry bones that's in his life. We prophesy that the wind will come from the east, the west, and the north and the south. Oh, Father God, we could prophesy that he should live and not die. He should line up with your word. He should have life and life abundantly. Let it be a fire in his belly. Purge him right now, Father God. Purge and deliver him. Set him free. Set him free from his self, his self-destruction in the name of Yahshua, Father God. Oh, Father God, let him experience your encounter. Let him experience the love of Christ. Hit that heart in the name of Yahshua. Hit his heart, Father God. Hit his heart when he sleeps at night. Oh, Father God, let him have an encounter. Let him encounter you, your presence, because he had an encounter with you before. Let it come back. Let him come back to the love of Christ in the name of Yahshua. And I thank you for your brother. I thank you, Father God, that you are listening to. He's crying. He's crying. His heart's crying. Oh, he's crying now. Father God, what must I do? Father God, help me. You hear his cry. You hear his heart. And
yes,
I thank you, Father God, you about to answer this too.
Praise God.
So, Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for restoring. We thank you for doing a makeover. Do a makeover with him in his life, restoring everything in the name of Yahshua. And Father God, I pray over your son right now, Father God. I pray over the ministry, the teaching, Father God. I pray over the wisdom. I pray over the deep revelation that you are going to give him. Father God, as God is going to download some deep revelation to you, that it's going to probably, you're going to think it's going to mess up your mind. You're going to be like, what? You know, I see this more clear. I got a better understanding. We know we can read that Bible over and over. We can read the book of John 3 times, but when we go back to it, there's something, a specific mission that God would speak to us about that we overlooked it, or he'd give us more deeper revelation about it. Every time we don't care how much you read Revelation, how much you read Genesis, and when you go back and read it, he's going to give you new understanding, new wisdom, and deep revelation. And I see him doing that with you because you have assignment to teach. You have assignment to go out and do the serving. I don't know, have you moved yet? Have he spoke to you about this? But he's going to give you specific instruction. I don't know if you've been ministering on podcast or whatever this is that God is going to give you in this season. Trust him and step out more in the name of Yahshua, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to set everything up for you. You just got to line yourself up. It's time to come out the cocoon, the cave.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if you already at a church, and I have to be real careful about what I'm about to say. I remember Mother Ruth told me about this when God pulled me from the church. I said, do I have to go tell my pastor? She said, no, because and the Holy Spirit wouldn't even allow me. That was the funny thing about it. He didn't allow me to.
Right.
He didn't allow me to. He cut all communication off. So when you got a assignment on your life, God do the pulling away. God do the separation. God do the setting apart. You hear me very well tonight. I said Yahweh do it, not man. Yahweh do it. And he knows how to set you up with the right place, at the right time, with the right connection, with the right people.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So I want to be very careful how I say that, because I don't want nobody to say what Sister LaShawn said. No, you have to really have the discernment when God get ready to separate and set you apart for a certain season and a certain time. Because there could be a certain assignment.
Yes. Jesus.
So get rooted and grounded in his word like never before. Talk to him like he's your friend. He's your friend. He's your daddy. He's your Abba. Just like we said,
yes.
I'm telling you, when I got off the radio last week, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me more about marriage, and he was just speaking, you know, we have not because we ask not, you know, but you got to, as a man or a woman, even a woman, you don't go out there and find a husband. You ask God to help your husband to locate you, the single man. Father, let me locate my wife. You already know who she is. Set it up at the right place at the right time, just like he did for Abraham's servant. And so he began to speak to me more about that, and he was like, you're going to have to really teach about that. So whenever he released me to teach more about that, because he gave me some more revelation about that, even do you not know, I'm telling you something, when you be a father, this is one of the revelations he gave me, brother. When you even a father, just like Abraham, I don't know if you went and read that verse, that chapter yet, but even Abraham is the father, not the mother. No, somebody better hear tonight. Somebody better hear tonight. Not the mother, but the father, because we know the house, the order in the house. Father is supposed to pray for the wife, you know, pray your prayer. Just like Abraham, he sent his servant to go locate that wife. He already prayed to God about the wife, and he didn't even tell his servant how she gonna look, how, where you gonna find. He just gave him a specific instruction. Don't mess with this. Don't get a wife from this kind of people. Don't mess with them 10 people, but get it from my kind. That's what he told him. That's the only thing Abraham told, and he let him know. Pray to God, and God's going to show you. And that's the speaking to the man, you are the head of the household. You the one that's connected to Christ. That's the order. And you have to know how to pray these prayers, especially over your young sons, especially over these young men. You pray these type of prayers that God will have the wife that he already have. He already know who your son need to be with, that they will locate the wife.
Hallelujah.
That they will locate the wife. Not no girl going on her knees proposing to a man. I'm about to say something else, but I don't want the people to get mad at me up on here. But we even as they are little boys, we got to pray that true identity, that they will be raised up in a true identity, and a true identity in Christ. There will be no gender change in this bloodline. You got to break whatever this thing that they didn't release in the earth, that Sodom and Gomorrah will not be in this family, that we will have the inherited Abraham. There will not be no gentle change in this bloodline, because my bloodline is blessed. And the wife that's waiting on the wife that you got, that's already done in heaven, that it shall be done with my son. We got to speak these words. We got to speak the Bible, just like back then, the angel came and spoke to them, even told them what to name their children. We got to have that type of relationship and believe that he is the same God today, yesterday, and forever. If he did it for Zechariah, if he did it for Mary, if he did it for Abraham and Moses, it does not include you. If you is a child of God and you walking with clean hands and pure heart, do you not believe that your Heavenly Father, Yahshua, your Heavenly Father, Yahweh, would do it for you? You same thing. They named their children. That he gave them specific names to name their children. He gave them specific instruction. Don't let them touch wine. Don't cut them. Don't cut their hair. We got to get to that point where we got to hear the voice of Yahweh to give instruction over our children. If he said our children should not go to that college, your children should not go to college, but I'm going to make him a blessing. He's going to be blessed for many nations without going to college. We got to hear the voice of God that he would do it without a college education, that he's going to send our family, our sons and daughters to the land that's flowing with milk and honey. We got to get to that place where we hear his voice.
Yes.
Father, give us a vision and locate the why for our sons. My daughter is fearfully and wonderfully made. Let that husband locate my daughter. The marriage is already done in heaven. Let it be done here on earth. She your daughter. She belongs to the Most High. So wherever that king is, let him locate her. Yeah, you heard me say the king. The queen, why not? So, may God bless and be upon you, and let the book be open. You eat the book.
Amen. Amen.
You have it.
Amen.
The more you dive into that book, you going to have some deep revelation. There going to be some end time prophecy for you. Do you know, and I don't know, a lot of people don't even know, there are some minor prophets in the Bible. Zechariah, it's so many of them, and they little chapter. Don't you know those prophet heads, the prophecy that's going on right now? We want to open the big book, John, Matthew, Luke, Mark. But you better go look at these little minor prophets that was in the Bible.
Yes.
And you will see the things that is going on right now.
My God. Hallelujah.
And that's what I see Yahweh doing with you. Don't think it's strange, and people might say, well, what is he talking about? But you going to know, and when he tell you to release it, you release it. I don't know if he have already been doing that with you, but that's what I see.
Praise God. Praise God.
Just let him in and let him have his way. It's in his hands.
Amen.
Let him in. You just say, Father, here I am. Do what you need to do with me. And if it's me that's blocking me, remove myself. Remove myself. Something about a man prayer telling you, tell God to have his way with you. Do what he need to do.
Amen.
And just continue to
walk
in his obedience. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless you, Sister LaShawn. Wow. God bless you, and may God watch over you and your family.
Amen.
And and even as I during this week, matter of fact, on Thursday, I ministered a word entitled, God is working. And it came out of the book of I came out of one of the Old Testament passages or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to you that God is working.
Amen.
And then there was a night later on that evening, I was in another service, and it was a sister that gave her testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, as she was giving her testimony about some of the challenges that she was going through, even physically, she said, look at God work. And then later on, when the minister that came, a pastor that came afterward, and he said, God's got your back. And so I said, mm-hmm. okay. I said, so God is working. And so as we keep our eyes focused on him and locked in on him, keep our eyes on him, look at God work. And then mm-hmm. God's got our rear guard. So in other words, he's got us covered. But even as you were saying, we have to be positioned correctly. And so I praise God for the word on tonight. And wow, I just want to bid you Godspeed, and I say continue on to keep doing what you're doing. And amen, I was truly blessed tonight, and I'm definitely holding to that word. And I tell you, I'm trying to lock in that secret place.
Amen. And I can't stress this enough. It's that posture. Some of us need to be in the same posture. Some about that, my God, Holy Spirit, speak. I felt that. It's some about a posture. Everybody can't get that like that. Some people would
That's
get
right.
down with their forehead on the floor. Some people shut up hours in the secret place to where they even have to ask the Father. And that's the type of relationship. Some of you think I might sound silly. Father, is it okay for me to even get up and go to the restroom? Is it either okay for me to leave the house to get me something to eat? That's the type
yes.
of relationship and how you seek him. When you start seeking him like that, baby, he begins to show you some things.
My God.
When you seek him like that, if you got something going on with your body, who you talking about, a healing will come through your body.
Praise God.
For the true living Yahweh will fall upon you. It's time that when you get into this place with him, how bad do you want it, that you would get delivered being in that secret place. He begin to purge you. Oh, some of y'all need to get in that posture.
Hallelujah. I want to share a little bit of my testimony the other morning.
Okay.
I had to, on Thursday morning, I had to speak on a conference line on Thursday morning. And so I want to say maybe just prior to me, you know, going on, I got this attack right in this mm-hmm. body. Pain started radiating through my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to lay hands on myself and begin to pray and begin to seek the Lord and begin to speak over what was this attack that was attacking my body.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord came through and he blessed me. And then
Amen.
when I attempted to get on to the conference line, I could not get through. I kept calling. I could not get through. And so I just put my phone down and I began to worship. I just began to lift up the name of the Lord. I began to declare his majesty.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was determined. I wasn't given no credit where no credit was due, but I was
Amen.
Given the credit to where the credit belongs, to the Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it like, oh, this is, I didn't give the enemy no credit. I began to start worshiping the Lord and began to start exalting his name. And the Lord opened that door.
Amen. See, we have so many access to heaven. We have so many access to Yahweh, not just only through prayer, but worship.
Yes.
You will get revelation through worship. You will get a word from Yahweh through worship. You will receive healing and deliverance through worship and being at a still place with him. Resting and surrender. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what's going on your job. I don't care what's going on in your house. You can lose your job. You can lose money in the bank. But I tell you what, you will never, never lose the access, or it's up to you to lose that access to Yahweh. We have access to him.
Yes.
When you're going through stuff, you still have access. And you got to remind yourself that I still have access to the Father. I be packing, pack up your, when they say you done got fired or you done got laid off, you pack up your little desk and say, I might have got laid off today or fired today, but I still have access. When you go to that doctor, he want to say something going on with your body. You know what? I still have access to the Father. They can give you an eviction notice. And you know, this might sound crazy, but I still have access. When you start speaking like that, the devil gonna stretch his head. Oh, she what? She about to lose her place. She done lost her job. She done lost her car. But she said that she still have access. She's still gonna glorify the one that sit on the throne. She's still gonna lift his name up. Even though things is going through her body, she still got access. And when the enemy know that you have that type of access, that connection to Yahweh, oh, he don't like that. He gonna try to figure out another way to try to come in and attack you. But when you say, Lord, even though you slay me, I trust you because I still have access to you. You ain't let go your unshakable hand. Your hand still there. I can reach out and grab your hand. I still can worship you long as I got a mouth. I still have a mouth to pray and thank you. I thank you for the 10 years that I was on my job. I thank you for the 5 years that I had this car. I thank you for the 20 years that I was in my home. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing in the name of Yahshua. So you've got to have that access to what's going on in your body. When the doctor gives you that bad report, well, I need to get to my sick place. So that's why I have access to my Father in my sick place. Oh, no, it's not something. I see where this music coming from.
Praise God.
Yeah, you got to claim and speak the word of God. Okay, y'all, give me a second. Okay, I don't know what was that coming from, but you still have access. You know, God, it's you. It's gonna be you. Either you're gonna have the non-access or you're gonna have the access. And when you connect,
yes,
and you have your house in order, a connection with Yahweh, and that's what we've been saying, have a connection with Yahweh in your own household, have a relationship with him in your own household, have the access to him in your own household, when you can't access that pastor, when you can't access that mother of the church, when you can't access that evangelist, when you can't access that bishop. But one thing I know for sure, without a shadow of doubt, you have access to the Most High. You have access to Abba. You have access to your way maker. You have access to your provider.
Yes,
you have
access to the healer. You have access to the deliverance. You need to access
yes.
your deliverance, your healing and deliverance.
Hallelujah.
You need to access your freedom, your peace in your home. You need to access your peace in your mind and your body. You need to access God giving you access, God giving you power and authority to take over and have that power and authority to tread over the serpent and the scorpion so you can have a sound mind. But you got to know that you have access to him.
Thank you, Lord.
So many people don't even understand that God released keys. I ain't talking about keys to the car. He would do that too. But I'm talking about these keys. He said, he let us know that I will give you keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind here on earth should be bind in heaven. Whatever you loose here on earth should be loose in heaven. That let me know that it's already bind and loose in heaven. The principality, the power. If we sit high, if we sit with Christ in heavenly places. What do it tell us? We sit above the principality and power. We have to know we have those access.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
We have it. Some of you, when you go into spiritual warfare, and I know very well about spiritual warfare, I know it because it was in my own household. I had spiritual warfare with my own body. Do you think it's easy to come on PGN and pray for everybody? When you pray for people like that, you're going to be attacked. That's why you got to know your access and your authority.
Amen.
Everybody ain't right. Everybody ain't operating in the right spirit. Like I said, I am God, my peace, Yahweh, my peace. I ain't trying to be like so-and-so. You can't compare me to so-and-so. I ain't trying to be like no other host. I ain't trying to be like Prophet Randy, Sister Tanisha, Brother Terrence. I am who God made me. I am going to do the work for his kingdom. If he say speaking, like I said, on Friday night, I can't tell you how everybody else does they show what everybody else teaches, but if he give me something to teach on, I got to teach what he give me. I got to speak what Yahweh speak, because my part of my ministry is healing and delivering. Part of the ministry is spiritual warfare. That's how I know I can recognize. I see it because I had to go through. I had to go through that shaking and breaking. I had to go through it in my own household with my own marriage. I had to go through it with my own children. I had to see the enemy in my own household. I seen the demon stand up in my own household. I seen how a Ichabod demon look in a dream. This how I'm able to sit up here on PGN and tell y'all about spiritual warfare. This is the assignment that he has placed on my life. This what I am, his mouthpiece, to tell you, woe it is wicked. Wicked is wicked. Evil is evil. Woe unto them. And I'm here to draw you into Christ, not to LaShawn, not to no Randy, not to Terrence and Tanisha. We are here to be his servant, to set his people free, to get them delivered and healed. Is this an easy job? No, it's not. We have to go through things. I'm telling you, it's not easy at all.
Jesus.
And this is not the season to play with Yahweh. This is not the season to play with people. Everybody is not operating in the right spirit. We said on here a couple weeks ago that the warlocks and the witches are in the pulpit. The familiar spirit is being operated so strong. Do you not know the attack we got to go through, the money attack? The enemy trying to shoot the money arrows at our bodies, at our children, at our address. That's why some of y'all are meant to cover these leaders. And when we say pray for the leaders, we sounding the alarm to pray for them, because a lot of them is compromising. A lot of them have lost their way. A lot of them have got mixed up in things and are getting mixed up in things that's not of Yahweh. That's teaching falsehood. That's teaching a strange fire. That's teaching an error. zealous spirit. You got to understand by the spirit of discernment that this is what the season we are living in, and we got to teach our children that way, because the enemy is after this young generation like never before. They are knowing about witchcraft, knowing about wizard things at a very young age. The suicide spirit is rapid. I'm telling you, this murder spirit is rapid. You got to get into a posture where God is going to show you who is the real enemy. God's going to show you who's carrying the real anointing. God is going to show us who's carrying his real word, and who is not, because you don't understand and you don't see this spiritual thing that's going on today. We don't got time to play with you. We don't got time to play. Some of you say, oh, she always talking about stuff like that, because I got to talk about what he's showing me. They help you to understand this is the society we are living in. This is the season we are living in. And when we say we have to pray, we have to pray, we have to pray, we have to pray, we have to stand on faith and believe, we have to cover, we have to earn, sharpen, earn, we have to come in agreement. You can't come in agreement with me if you sitting up there and you looking at perversion and lust for things and your heart is corrupted. How can you sharpen me? How can you sharpen a leader? You cannot sharpen a leader if you have the spirit of Delilah, if you have the spirit of Jezebel, and you conjuring up spirits, and you dealing with a familiar spirit. It's time, I'm telling you, this is a season of true repentance. You better repent, because God ain't giving you no more chances. There's no more chances no more. You better repent for the wicked you doing and how you speaking death and how you speaking evil upon his righteous. You better repent. Some of y'all,
hallelujah,
prophesy when you can't pull on his true mouthpiece, trying to pull him into. I have been on PGN when they trying to pull on me to tap in something. I've been around other people where they try to pull on me, trying to get me to tap into a psychic spirit and other spirit. The devil is a lie. I'm grateful that God has been protecting me.
Praise God.
When you know who you serve and you know who got your back, for this day I will serve the Lord, and I'm going to serve him to the day he called me home. The enemy don't like that. We are here so you can be set free, delivered, healed, and set free. We ain't trying to do nothing else.
Amen. Amen.
Get you to a place where your soul would not be lost. To get you to a place where your soul would not burn forever.
Yes.
We can't make you do nothing. So like I said, y'all have heard me say this over and over. This is Yahweh radio station. If he say bring out the sword, I'm going to bring out the sword. If he say bring out the hammer, I'm going to bring out the hammer. If he say bring out the axe and uproot thing, I'm going to bring it out. If he say be quiet, watch and listen with your ear, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
We need the spirit of discernment this hour, because I'm telling you, these people, they not doing things undercover no more. I didn't say, gave a word. Y'all about to see some strange things in the pool pit. Y'all about to see some very strange thing in that pool pit. They're going to mess some of y'all up. Y'all going to be like, what is going on with the building? Because it ain't the church. It's a building. Y'all about to see some strange things. Y'all ain't heard it yet. Y'all going to see some strange things. They're going to mess people up. These people been up in there. They been there. These wizards and warlocks been in there. Now they manifesting. They going to start acting up, really. I'm telling you. But you ask God for the spirit of discernment, who you should be listening to, who you should be following in this hour, in this season.
That's
I just be sitting up there saying, Lord, I know if I see this, you can't tell me they don't see this either. And sometimes I just don't want to see it. I have to go to God and ask him, I'm seeing what I am seeing. And when the Holy Spirit say, yeah, you see it. And they just bold. They just bold. They don't care. It's right there in front of the people. Just bold. The blind leading the blind. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a great shaking. God is listening to the prayers of the righteous one. And the prayers of the righteous one, the prayers of the watchman, the prayers of the gatekeeper, the prayers of the intercessor, and some of the pastors, God is honoring their prayer, and they are in some spiritual warfare prayer. They asking God to bring the heat, and he is going to do it. He's going to honor their prayer. These people tired of y'all coming up in their house. They tired of y'all. And I'm telling you, just watch. Just watch. Y'all keep your eyes open. Just watch. They going to know who they messing with. So, brother, we thank you. Like I say, we're going to get off here early because I want to get myself recruited. You have anything else?
I just wanted to say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank God for the boldness, the anointing of boldness. Hallelujah.
I tell you, I'm laughing because some people don't have a clue what people that carry the boldness and carry the true anointing of God go through. And when we say pray for our family, we have to pray. But I ask God to keep us covered, keep us protected.
Amen. Amen.
So we thank you for calling in. You know, keep like I said, you did right. You start worshiping him. You start praying. You come against that attack. I am healed. You know, start speaking those I am. Over yourself, you are a child of God. I am healed. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender, not the borrower. I am blessed in the field, blessed in my home. My hands is blessed. You start speaking. You are a child of God. You are. I am. Start speaking it.
Amen. Amen.
And every time you get ready to do assignment, that's why we have to shut ourselves down. When we get ready to do assignment, like when I come on this radio, I don't like to do nothing else because it'll start distracting you and then things begin to pull on you. It's so important to shut it down. Don't even answer the phone. It seems like every time I get on this radio or teach a class, every time some people know they have been in a class with me, every time I try to get on that class, or teaching something, that phone ring and people know that, you know, I'm about to start teaching. You know, I'm about to start being on the radio. You got to know these legions out here. They like to suck the blood, or they like to lynch on you to drain you. Mm-hmm. They know when it's time for you to be on the radio. They know your class. You done sun it out. They'll call right before you get on there. That's a distraction. And they'll keep calling. They don't understand. I don't answer the phone. I don't like to answer the phone when I get ready to do assignment because it could be a distraction. And what spirit are you operating in? You have to start asking that question. What spirit is person operating in? Who sent you? Who really sent you?
Right.
Who sent you? Especially when it comes down to the men and women. Who sent you? Father, who sent this person? What is your plan for this person? Do this person supposed to be part of my sermon? Is this person supposed to be walking with me? If they not, remove them. Stop being afraid to ask God to remove people that's not part of your sermon. Wasting your time. Yep, wasting your time. We are here on the sermon. When we pour out, it takes a lot to pour out. It takes a lot to teach. It takes a lot to pray. It pours out of you. It comes from the inside. And sometimes we got to get there because God got to recover us. We got to be revived again because we have poured out so much. And some people don't understand it. Some people want you to be drained. Who's the drainer to come to drain the life out of me? Who operating in the Python spirit to come squeeze the life out of me? Who operating in the Jezebel spirit? Who operating in the familiar spirit? Who operating in the Delilah spirit? Who operating in the familiar spirit? Because anybody that's operating in the familiar spirit, they're going to prophesy in that familiar spirit, and they want to get connected to you to try to draw you into it. These are things that you got to start asking Yahweh, who is this person? Is this person sent of you? And sometimes, and I remember on PGN, I got a word, and it was from Brother Mike and Jeffrey, Jeff. And I believe Sister Mother Root was on there that night, and it was prophesied. It was prophesied over me more than one time. How Yahweh was going to use, how he was going to use me. And I was like, well, Lord, why me? Why not me? Why not you? Why he won't use you? Why not you? He know what you can bear and what you can handle. Why not you? But the word was, you're going to meet witches. And I was like, what? You're going to meet them. Don't fear. Fret not. Don't fear them. You're going to meet them operating in door. But the only reason why you're going, God going to allow you to meet them, I'm just saying it. I can't remember the word from word what they said. But the reason why God going to allow you to meet them is because they're going to see who you are, your heart, and see who you serve to draw them back for their repentance. And so sometimes God will allow, I'm telling you, and when I got that word, I said, oh, no, Lord, no. You know, because I'm like, what? I don't want to be around that. Oh, no. But you better best believe that word did come to pass, because I thought, I'm like, oh, my God. I did. I met them. We'll be on the live with some of them. And I'll just sit there and I'll hear what they are. Went into the churches. We'll hear what they were and what spirit they were operating in. Sometimes God, if he know where you at and you strong enough, he will put you in a place so they can repent and come back to the first love. He will use some people like that. Everybody can't do that. So when we doing healing and deliverance, and we know I didn't been on the prayer line, and I hear them, smell them on the prayer line, and they are so close to the ministry. They so close to the pastor. They are too close to him. So we just got to be careful out there. Probably my brother line didn't drop. If he called back and put his hand up, I'm going to take, we got one more call. Take this call. Okay. Let me take this call, and then I'm going to put him back on here, and we're going to call it a night.
623-282. This is
Sister Carmen from Texas. Hey, Carmen, how you doing? Hi, how you doing?
Praying. Here as you minister.
I know that's right. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good.
That's good. Well, do you have a prayer request or?
Just whatever the Lord gives me.
Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Karma. I thank you for making her low much easier. I just feel like God is taking a lot of low off of you, and is making it much easier. It's going to get lighter and lighter, and you're going to feel lighter and lighter. Even when you pray for people, you're going to feel lighter. It's going to be easy. It's not going to be like, you know how sometimes we pray, we go into some real heavy spiritual warfare, that sometimes we come out and seem like our body been, like you was in the military, right? You was in the military, right? And you know how
yeah.
you had to go through training? Okay. Okay, so your ex-husband was in the military. You know how to go to the train, the boot camp, and you know they got the walk. Oh, like you exercise your body, your feet be hurt. It's just like when you pray. Some people, when you pray, you be going in. Sometimes you be going in. When you come out those spiritual warfare prayer, you be wounded. Like the soldier, you actually get wounded, right? There's a season where
yes,
God gives
us. Depending on what I'm dealing with it.
Right, right. There's a season where God lifts the load, and it's, I believe it's like a resting season. We're going to pray. It might be a short prayer, but we're going to believe it, that it's done. We ain't going to be doing all that. It's a resting season. We're going to know when to pray, how to pray. If he don't want us to pray, we ain't going to open our mind. And I see the Lord doing that to you because of the labor. You have been labored for so many, for so long, that he's going to lift up the load, some of your load. It's going to get lighter for you, especially in your prayer for people. And so that could be a good thing. You don't have to deal with them, these attacks and you know, picking up other people's warfare, unnecessary warfare, or, you know, especially when it comes down to our family and those who close. I just feel like I just see him lifting that, making it more easy and light for you. Oh, Father God, I thank you for uplifting anything that's heavy, that, you know, making the work. Sometimes he'll make it easy. He'll make us go in into the battlefield. We don't have to work that much, or we go on a work assignment. We are on a work assignment when we do the work for the kingdom of God. And it's going to be so quick and so easy. And you're going to like, that's it? Oh, Lord, thank you. It's going to be so easy. It ain't going to be like how it was last year or the year before or however. But that's what I see him doing for you. So we thank you, Father God. Make it easy. And make, you know, we got angels to pick up them heavy loads too, the war. Okay, do you see this, Lord? I know you see this. I know you see this person trying to get me out of character. I need you to take care of this. I need you to take care of this. I need you to fight this battle. I put her in your hand. Them type of prayer. I'm going to put this in your hand and go on about my business. I'm not going to sit up here and spend all night and day praying for her and all that. Lord, you see this. You see what she did. You see what they trying to do. Lord, I need you to take care of this. I know you see this. I'm going to have peace today. I'm going to have peace. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm going to give this to you. So, Father God, I thank you for moving on your daughter's behalf when it comes down to that, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Whew, amen. Even just talking about it kind of got me, wow. That's what I see him, that he's going to, you coming into that season where, okay, Lord, this is yours. You handle this. You got this.
Thank you.
And keep it moving.
Thank you.
Keep it moving. When you praying for people, keep it moving. Don't let people drain on. He's not going to, sometimes God see people in some, now, sometimes God really is protected over certain people. He really, he, when you a child of God, there, he get jealous. I hate to say that, but he don't want to see us down here working and laboring, slaying, the demon slaying, and you going back doing the same thing. Uh-uh. He was like, no, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. If you don't get it, that's between you and God. And so he'll begin, either he going to move them people, he will remove them. He'll remove them. When he see they ain't doing nothing but draining you, they energy suckers and they lesion, he will remove them. And when God get ready to move people like that, let them go. He know what he doing, let them go. You didn't plant, somebody going to come get the water. Because if you teaching the word of God and you teaching the truth, they're going to hear it again. It's like the word going to hit them in the face. And sometimes the word going to knock them on their tunky. So you did what you had to do. Let them go and let God put them in. They're going to run into somebody, they're going to say the same thing. Or they're going to run into somebody, they're going to be tougher. So when God don't have to try to get nobody's attention. He don't have to try to do nothing. He will, and that's the bottom line. Okay, come on.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive it.
That's what it is.
I think I'm already in that place where God is like giving me that rest.
Right.
So.
Right. Yep. We all need it. I'm telling you, it was 1 year. I'm telling you, Carm, I think that was last year. That matter of fact, that was last year. When I was doing them class, I had spiritual warfare classes, and I'm talking about spiritual warfare going hard, and I'm like, it was a lot. It's not easy to teach. It's not. Especially if you teach about warfare and demons and all that. It's not easy.
Yeah.
When you
well, thank you for that prayer, because I know you want to go early. I know you want to go to bed early because of tomorrow, so I won't keep you. But God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Come, you know, we'll talk.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed night. I'm going to go back, I think, call back in. I'm going to go back. This is our last caller. We're going to play songs, and we're going to get up off of here. 1111. Hello.
Yeah, somehow we got cut off, what have you, but I'm gonna say, you know, God bless you, and you have a wonderful, you know, rest of the weekend, and I bid you Godspeed.
Yes, we gonna thank you for that, and we gonna go ahead and call it a night. I'm getting off before 12 o'clock. I thought I was going to try to get off at 11. I'm going to get off at 12 o'clock because I got to write something down for tomorrow. So I thank God for everyone that's calling, those who I called that didn't pick up the phone. God, you know what they need, Father God, before they called in, Father God. Father God, I just pray that they will line up with your will, Father God. Father God, that they will seek you in this season, Father God. Father God, anything that's coming against their mind, the depression, and anything that's trying to oppress them in their household, Father God. Father God, let words just hit them, your word, that they can't even move around your word. Let word, like no weapon form against them. Let word that you got power and authority to tread over the serpent. Let word that you know the plans that you have for them. Let the word, let them know the word, Father God, to get them through the day. Even put a worship song up in them. Worship God. Sometimes you can be walking around the house and you start singing a song. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. That's the Holy Spirit. It might be a time, because there was one season in my life that I kept singing a song. It won't always be like this. God is perfecting what concerning me. Sooner or later, it's going to take me over. I was singing that song, and it was a prophetic song. And you know, God would speak through worship, prophetic, through worship.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to know the ways of God. You got to know the ways of Yahweh, because he speaks in so many ways. You can be driving down the street and you will see on back of a truck where it got John 3:16, or you will see going into a restaurant that got the word of God on a monitor screen. That is God speaking. He speaks in so many ways. He was speaking. Some of y'all heard me share this testimony. When I was going through my trials and tribulation through the divorce, that how he used this little girl in my apartment complex. She came knocking on my door one night, and I'm like, what? This is fr-. See, some of y'all would have messed it up. Some of y'all would have missed the blessing. Because you would have seen this, I'm just going to say it. Y'all know me. I'm just going to say it. You open your door and you seen this little white girl come and give you a strike. Some of y'all would say, well, she come through my door. Where her parent at? I'm going to go tell her she don't need to be coming. See, you would have messed it up. You would have messed up your blessing. That's ordering your step. He's ordering and directing your step. He's letting you know that I got you. You will lose a charm. So this little girl will come and give me a sprite all the time. And I heard, I'm ordering your stuff. I got you. I will come home. The Sprite will be left out my door. And I'm like, my God, you're using this child. You got to know the ways of God in this season. He works in many ways. I'm telling you, he works in many ways. You have to understand his way and not your way. Another time, I sure this, how the same thing, I was going through that divorce, that I went to church, I was constantly being in that church because I was crying out, how can I handle this? How can my husband do what he did, just get up and leave, you know, and leave his house for another married woman? And so I was in church, and God sent this woman, and I'm trying to help somebody out tonight. That woman came, I'm telling you, I didn't even know this woman. This woman came up to me and kissed me and looked at me. It was the look in her eyes that I knew this was nothing but nobody but Yahweh. And she said, ooh, God got you. God got it. I didn't know what she was talking about. And I was saying, man, this is strange. She kissed me. This is strange. Then he saw somebody else and kissed me again. You got to know and understand the ways of Yahweh and how he works and how he operates.
Yes.
And when he said, ooh, when she said, ooh, I looked at her in her eyes and knew that Yahweh was speaking to her. And I didn't even know that I was about to go through something. My God, that's why he was using that little girl. And but see, the night, about a week or so before, I heard him say that he was going to order myself. He was going to order myself. He was preparing me for what was about to happen before my ex-husband did what he did. Because when the woman did what she did and the kid was breaking me to the Sprite, things begin to happen the week after. He was preparing me. You about to go through something. Got you. I'm going to get you through this. It's not going to break you, but I'm going to get you through this. It wasn't nobody but him that got me through it. People were coming up to me, how are you going, how are you coming into work? When my husband left me, I'm telling you, I didn't even make it. I didn't think I was going to be here because I tried to commit suicide. Women coming and asking, and I told them nobody but Yahweh. Wasn't nobody but him. It wasn't nobody but him. That's how I know he's in control of everything. He's in control. He got your back. You just got to have the faith and believe and continue to stay on his word that he got your back. He got you. Everything is in his hand. You think Yahweh didn't see what my ex-husband was about to do? Even I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell that y'all already know. Some of y'all know my story. That even he showed me in a dream. I dreamed about my ex-husband going in a hotel. He was in a hotel with a married woman. And that the man came to the hotel looking for his wife. And she was hiding up under the bed. I'm telling you, he showed me the dream before it happened. The only thing different about the dream that I was the one that went to the hotel. Come on, y'all. Come on. That's why we need to be connected. I can tell you many, many testimonies. He ain't showing you things for you to go and boast and brag about. He ain't show you things for you to just, you know, some people take advantage of their gift. He's preparing you. There's warning before destruction. He's preparing you that you about to go. Even God will give it to you in a dream that your body should be up under attack. He will show you in dreams and visions how you're going to be attacking your body, how your family going to be attacked. That's why I say you don't understand. See, back then, the prophet, the apostle and the prophet, do you not know they hated apostles and prophets? Do you not know that? They was killing them? Did nobody want to be no apostle and prophet back up in them days? They was hiding in a cage from Jezebel. You have to understand, you got to remind some of these people that's doing wicked with their hand. God, remind them how you did Jezebel. Remind them how you did her whole family. You still the same God. He's a real spiritual warfare prayer. So, Father God, we thank you for the word. I cover everyone that's on here. Father God, my prayer for your people is that they have a relationship with you. My prayer for your people, Father God, that they will repent and turn. I'm talking about true repentance, that there were the true repentance. Pulpit that man made. Oh, Father God, true repentance will hit the government, the White House, the school board. The true repentance will hit our heart first. The true repentance will hit our household first. Hit us, Father God. Direct us, Father God. Get us in a place where we need to be with you. Purge us, Father God. Oh, that should be your first prayer, Father God. Hit me. Hit my own household. Get me right. Purge and heal and deliver me so I can do the walk effectively, so I can do the walk that you have on my life, the assignment. Hit my household. Hit me first. Dip me in the kerosene of fire. So, Father God, my prayer, Father God, that it will be a true repentance, Father God. Oh, Father God, my prayer that it will be a crop of failure on the hand of the wicked, what they doing behind closed doors, what they doing behind closed doors in the doctor office, the science, the school board, even the government, all in the music industry. Oh, Father God, you are ripping veil. You are ripping what they really doing. Oh, Father God, you are exposing, you are unveiling. I ask that you protect the innocent children. I ask that you cover them, Father God. Cover them up under the blood of Yahweh. Cover them up under your blood, up under your shadow. Hide them, Father God. Preserve them, Father God. Protect their anointing. Protect their guilt. Protect their eyesight, their ears, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you protect that child, that the predator is going in their room. Oh, protect that child from child molestation. Protect their woman from that wreck spirit. Oh, Father God, protect the men, Father God. Cover them, Father God, in the name of Yahshua, Father God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Prophetic Grace Network, and we ask that you protect every and cover every host, their household, their family, their children, their aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews, even those that call in Monday through Sunday. Protect their household. Keep them covered. Draw them nigh unto you, Father God. Oh, Father God, let it be a gush of wind going into that household. Suck everything out of there. That's not of you, Father God. Purge them in this season. Break everything that needs to be broken in their life. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, bring them to a place of a posture. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, we thank you, Father God. And Father God, I see earth strike. I heard earth strike. I heard something that's going to go off with Dubai and Sodom or Rainer. Whatever this is, I see the leader. I don't know if he's the leader or a government that's in Dubai, but you need to pray for him. Pray for true repentance over that country. I heard attack. It's coming through Sodom, Rainer. I think they're so close together. I don't know what's going on with that country, with them in Dubai. I heard Dubai, and I seen a leader, a man's face that's over there in Dubai. I think he's a leader or he's in government, but something is about to pop off over there. So I'm praying for the innocent one. So I'm praying that there won't be no innocent bloodshed in both of these countries. In the name of Yahshua, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember the plans that God have for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11, is good and not an evil, so you can have an inspected end. Know the ways of God in this season. Know the way of your heavenly Father. He operate. He told me before, daughter, they don't even know who I am, and they don't even understand. understand my ways, know his ways, because he operate in different ways, and it might surprise you. See, this is the time, see, we didn't sound the alarm that the wizards and warlock is doing this supernatural, fake supernatural in America. Watch and ask God to open thy eyes to the spirit of discernment. That's my prayer for you, that you will walk and ask him to open your eyes to the spirit of discernment, that you will have clean hands and pure heart in this season, that you will know evil is evil, and you will know what is of God. Stop listening to these false teaching and false prophet. Stop listening to a lot of them is dealing with familiar spirit, and we talked about the familiar spirit. Let me tell you something. They will have the familiar spirit to come in your dream to pretend like they your dad, to pretend like they your dad grandmama, pretend like they your dad sisters and brothers. You have to know what a familiar spirit is and how they operate, and this season is so strong. They trying to take you out and cause sickness and cause you to be weak and to be weak and to weaken you and put fear in you. But you got to stand strong. You got to cover yourself. When you be on the prayer line, you got to cover yourself. Even on social media, and so many on social media, and y'all are being tricking fools. You got to ask God to open thy eyes to thy sermon to see who they are, so you can pray and ask them to repent and come back to Christ before it's too late. God bless you. God keep you. May God shine his face upon you in this season, in this hour. In this season. Thank you for still being on the line. God bless you. Stay rooted and grounded in his word. Continue to pray. Continue to push, my brother. Push. Some of y'all are in birthing season. You are in a birthing position. It's time for you to birth something that's beautiful. You need to birth whatever God is. Some of you just in a position of birthing. New beginning.
Amen.
New calling. So let God use you the way he want to use you. Don't try to be like nobody. Don't try to sound like nobody. He made you unique. He separates you. We not trying to be like someone. And some of y'all need to stop. When God give a word to you, you got to get confirmation from another prophet. Do you not know how dangerous that is? You better be careful. You better get your confirmation from Yahweh. He's the one that going to get you a confirmation. Either he say, I spoke to my servant, that is the truth. Let me tell you something. God's going to show who you are. He's going to let people know that this is my true servant. They got clean hands and pure heart. Yes, I did speak to them. Or he's going to say, no, you trying to get confirmation from man, and you need to get your confirmation from Yahweh. That's going to mess a lot of y'all up. I didn't hear too many people. Well, I'm going to go call so-and-so and see what he's going to say about it. You better break that tradition and religion up out for you. When somebody speak over your life, because see, a lot of people don't understand. I see, otherwise, I be trying to get up out for here, but the Holy Spirit be coming back. See, a lot of y'all, that's why I'm going back, that you don't know the ways of God. See, if you know what prophecy really is, to see, prophecy is the word of God. Anybody can prophesy. You can prophesy it over yourself. Because if it's lining up with his word, is it a lie? If he's speaking the word and it's his true word, it's a true prophecy. See, it's a difference between prophesy and walking in the office of a prophet. A prophet is going to be very bold. A prophet, everybody ain't going to like. A prophet can be everybody's friend. Even the family ain't going to like prophet. You ain't going to see family members too much around a true prophet, because they cannot be around them. Friends can't be around them. A true prophet gonna teach you. They're gonna teach the word of God, and they're gonna teach the word of God word for word. They ain't gonna slice and cut it. They're gonna teach it the way he tell them to teach it. You better understand what the meaning of a prophet. Go look up go study prophets in the Bible. Go study these prophets that been in the book, this book that been written over 200,000 years ago, and ask God to open open your eye. And then you go listen to these Facebook prophets, these prophets that's in these churches, and ask yourself, if them is them real prophets? Are they psychics? Are they operating in familiar spirit? Are they wizards? Or warlocks? Or witches?
Say it.
Come on, y'all. A real prophet gonna be bold. They see. And a real prophet, God gonna have some of them on the tower. Some of them can God take the real prophet behind the veil to see what's really going on behind the veil. Huh? Come on. A real prophet ain't gonna be sitting up here prophesying for money. And talking about dropping the seed on a word. Some of y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up.
Say it.
Prophet, bring the true word of God. Prophet, see what's behind the veil. Come on. Come on. You ask God to open your discernment on who's who. I tell people, well, don't just listen to me. You better go ask. I tell people that know me, go ask God who I am. You think I don't tell them? You better go ask God who I am. Because I don't got nothing to hide. I ain't over here in this house doing some wicked stuff. I ain't over here praying the wrong prayer for people. I ain't sitting up here wishing stuff on people. I ain't over here dipping and dabbing. I ain't over here shacking. I ain't over here doing nothing. I'm over here trying to do work for the kingdom of God with the best of my ability, with clean hands and pure heart, which it might cost me my life by speaking the truth. It will cause me spiritual warfare by speaking the truth and speaking what I see what they doing. So ask them for yourself, who is LaShawn? You ask them. If you start asking about the other people you listen to, it might shock you. We got to wake up and walk in the spirit of discernment so we can come together and take authority over this stuff that's trying to take so many people down. Well, I thank y'all for listening tonight. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. I bet they say that woman right there, no, this child of God. This child of God.
Amen. God bless you, my sister.
So God bless you, and y'all have a blessed night. I'm going to end it with a song, and, you know, it's in his hand. It's his will. It's will for us to be here next Friday. Somebody's on here every night. Like I say, everybody have different show, how he used different people. Like I say, I know my calling. When you know your assignment, your calling, you know what to do. And without a shadow of a doubt, I know what he called me to do. I know my assignment. My assignment might look like it's tough and rough, though. That's what she talking about. Oh, there she go. Don't you know them spirit don't even like some of y'all mouth? Because there's some power come from your mouth. It's power. They don't even like for you to be around. They don't even like when you speak, for some of you to speak. And then when Jesus, when he was casting out demons, he dared them to speak. So that's power. That's the authority that Jesus carrying. Some of you carry that same power and authority. Come on. We're going to play this song, and y'all have a blessed night. Keep Sister Ruth, daughter, in prayer. You'll be able to watch, and I'll send a reminder for Randy to send a text out tomorrow. It will be live stream through the funeral home and on Facebook. I will send a reminder for those who want to watch the service. Pray some of her family is stuck in the airport because, like I said, even I try to get out to go to North Carolina. And due to the cancellation, we pray that they able to get back home. Pray that they able to get in their pray that they will be able to make it to the destiny. But God knows if they can't,
We thank the Father that it will be live stream. But those that's in the airport waiting to get to North Carolina, we just ask that the God would send the angel to move things around to give them favor, and so they can get back home. There's people that stranded. Well, they ain't stranded. God got them. That they will get home to their family, to their loved one. They will get to where they need to do. Get to where they need to be in Jesus' name. So keep those that's in the airport, that been in the airport, that could not afford hotels, that been in the airport, that been trying to get out since Thursday, that they will be able to get on the flight and make it home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Together, come on. That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.